Bezat Shem is Boch, we begin Perek Shmi, the 8th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Toim, and the laws of the claim and defend and save Mishpat and Book of Judgments. But now we begin a new topic regarding this, when we have claimants, how do we presume who is the machzik, who is the rightful owner and the one that possession it is? We in this paragraph discussed regarding that of the Cheskas HaMatalon, regarding the possession of movable items. As Rambam gets Halacha Alf regarding the Chazaka, the presumption of who the owner is. So Kol HaMatalon, all movable items, the presumption is that it is in the person that it's in his hand, in his possession right now. Even though the claimant brings witnesses, that it's well known that these were his movable items, it doesn't make a difference. The one that's holding onto it right now, we presume that it's his. Okay, so how so? So the Rambam illustrates, this garment, or this vessel, the claimant says, that's in your hand, or that's in your house, the claimant says, mine. Or you've got the tiwetz loch, or I gave it as a deposit by you to watch. Or you shall tiwloch, or I lent it to you. And the witnesses know that this was always mine beforehand in my possession. And the defendant says, loy no, ki el ata machartili, you no, but you sold it to me in the satli b'mantan, you give it to me as a gift. So the defendant swears the rabbinic oath of hesis, where when you make a total denial, and he's exempt. Halacha beis. Let's say he claims that it's security by him, meaning the defendant is saying, yes, it's yours, but it's security for a loan. So he could claim that the amount of the loan was up until the value of this object. And he swears by holding a holy object and he takes. Like we explained this in the 13th paragraph Gimel, that with amigo, since he could claim that I bought it, as we just said in previous halachas, even though he admits that it's not his, that it's security, but at least he could collect up than the amount of the loan, because he could have held on to that object itself anyway. Halacha Gimel, but where do we say this? Is B'dvarim She'en Masun L'Hash L'Hasker. The halachas we said up until now, there's only items that are not meant, they're not made to be lent and to be rented. For example, begadim, garments, apparel, or produce, or kli tashmish, habayis, or the house utensil, devarim shel schayro, or items of merchandise, kizmem, things like this, you don't usually rent it out or lend it. Those are things that we say, okay, so whoever's in possession of it, we presume that it's his. Av devarim asum lahashul lahaska, but regarding things that are meant and they're made to be lent out and to be rented, then av pishim tachas yodesh shel zeh, even though it's in the possession right now of this person, av pish lehishil kli zeh v'leiskir lebeidim, even though we didn't lend it to him or rent it to him with witnesses, then it is in the presumption of the original owners and he gets to keep it, meaning not the new person, not the one that's holding it right now. Kate said, how so? So Reuben had things that were meant to be lent and to be rented. He had a gamach, or he had a rental company. And everyone knows that this is his items that he rents out and he lends out. Now this vessel is in the possession of Shimon. Reuben turned to Shaul, and Reuben saying, yeah, of course, I lent it or I rented it to him. But Shimon turned, Shimon's claiming, no, you sold it to me. You gave it to me as a gift. You put it as security by me. And in Neman, Shimon's not believed. It's well known that this is rented out from Reuben. Reuben takes his vessels, and he has to swear a rabbinic oath on the claim of Shimon, who said that Shimon's claiming from him that what I mean, you sold it to me and you gifted it to me. So he gets to take it back, he just has to swear the rabbinic oath. Even if Shimon dies, Reuben will still take his vessel. Gain ruled sheyishava heses, that he should still take the rabbinic oath of heses, even though the claimants are not claiming that it was bought, because they don't know, because Shatoin Liyarish, we make it the claims for the inheritors who don't know any better. Halacha Dal B'med V'mum, when we say this, is Kashoy Kliza Nidah V'Oimid B'Yad Shimon. Only if this vessel was seen and it was clear and present, we see it in the possession of Shimon. And we know that these are things usually lent out or rented, so we say, hey, you got to give it back to Reuben. He'll just swear Hesus oath. Avim Reuben Toyin V'Amla Shimon. But if let's say Reuben's claiming, he says to Shimon, hey, Kli Plain Yesh L'Biyadcha, the certain vessel that I have by you, the sachu, and I had a rental gemach, and it's rented out by you. Hey, bring it out to me. Because I have witnesses that know that this was my items. And Shimon says to him, no, you sold it to me. You give it to me as a gift. Neman, so then, since no one sees it by Shimon, Shimon's admitting to it, but he's saying it was sold to him, Neman Shimon believed in Nishba Shimon has been nifted, and Shimon could just take rabbinic oath of Hesus and be exempt. Why? Didn't we just say before he's not? Yeah, but since he could say, this never happened at all, I don't have your item at all. So then, he's believed to say that, he never rented from this guy. So then, Nemalem is believed to say, yes, I do have it, but you sold it to me. That's what called a migui, since he could have claimed something that he would not have had to give back, because we don't even know that he has it. Now that he's admitting that he did, he's believed to say, well, I could have said that and gotten off the hook, even though I'm admitting, but believe me when I'm saying that it was sold to me. Halacha hei contends with a claim of theft. All these words were not said. Only if the owner of the vessel was claiming, I deposited it by you, or I lent it to you. That's what we said before, where the halacha is going to apply. He claims that this was my vessel, the nignav over the nigzel, and it was stolen, or was lost, or was robbed. And he brings witness who knew that this was always his, by his item. And the one who's in possession of it right now says, look, any day, I don't know if these vessels were stolen from you. But other people sold it to me. They gave it to me as a gift. So even though these are items which are usually rented out and lent out, still, we're going to maintain it in the possession of the one who is in possession of it right now, because we do not presume people to be thieves, and this guy's claiming that it was stolen from him, and therefore, the defendant doesn't even have to swear, because he doesn't even have a claimant, because the claim of the claimant really has no application to this guy who the vessel is by him, because he's admitting that he didn't lend it to him or rent it to him, and the claim of theft is not accepted, so therefore he doesn't have to even swear, he can just hold on to it. Let's say that for the original owners, there was an established premise on their vessels, that it was stolen. Meaning everyone knows that it was stolen. And the defendant's claiming, okay, I don't know, someone else sold it to me that you're claiming. So the defendant swears, when the kid is holding a holy object, like anyone who's going to swear and collect, how much money he did spend, because ultimately he bought it, and he collects that from the original owner. But the yachzak kli lebalam hashem, then he has to give back the original vessel, the vessel to the original owners. Like we explain the laws of theft in Perakei Halacha Beis, because we know that it was probably stolen, but this guy who had bought it, so he gets his money back, but he has to give back the vessel. Now, Ton, let's say he claims atem chateli. What do you mean? You sold it to me. Or nesat li mamaton, you give it to me as a gift. So after bishur tzlishim gnebe, even though the word had gotten out that from this original owner was stolen. But if these are not things that are usually lent out or rented, the defendant could just swear the rabbinic oath, and he can maintain the vessel by him. Which be kind of the limit. From here you learn, whoever has movable items in his possession, even though he could say that I had bought it, and he would take the rabbinic oath and be exempt like we just said. But if, let's say he says, no, it is yours, but you owe me such and such amount, Yeshav ben Nikita Chavitz has to swear by holding a holy object, meaning, and he cannot exempt himself with the lesser Shavuos Heses, with a claim that he could have said, oh, I bought it, which the Rambam says many times, we do not say a migui to exempt one from a Shavuah. We only say a migui to exempt from a monetary obligation. So therefore, even though you could have gotten out of this, but since you are not saying, you're just saying that the guy owes you, so then you have to swear by holding holy object, and then the achkach hitel. Then you could collect, let's say, for as an employee or whatever it is. He didn't call nishbamanik, like all those who swear and collect, but not just with the shvuos heses. Although if he would have had a certain claim, he could have said, if he said lekuchen emiyadi, he could have just made the shvuos heses without holding holy object. But again, you cannot make a migui to be exempt from a more severe shvuah. Halachazayin, mishal yibiyadi devar masum lahashal haskev. Someone has in his possession things that are generally lent out and rented. Even though he admits and he says to him, yes, I know that these are yours, meaning that they were yours. Of a plain, but that person sold it to me, or in the assembly, they give it to me as a gift. We don't take it away from him, like we said before, we don't presume any person to be a thief like the claimant is claiming. Even if this guy, the original owner, brings witnesses that it was known that these items were his, because the person sells his vessels. Because again, these are not things that we know that are generally lent out and rented. So it could be he sold it to this other person, and this other person sold it to this guy who has it right now. Let's say this guy claims in him and he says, Shani iskartim lach. I rented this out to you. Or yeshaltim lach, I lent it to you. So then we take it away from that person. But this is only if it's something that's meant to be, like again, it's usually lent out and rented, so that he's believed with that claim. But let's say these are not things which are usually lent out or rented. Well, then Hariz and Nishba Hesses, and then the defendant just takes the rabbinic oath of Hesses. That no, he did not lend it to him, not rent it out to him. El Meplini Lokach, rather, he bought from this other person. V'yamid, Kalev, V'yada, and then he gets to maintain the vessels that he has in his possession. Another Ramah Halacha test qualifies and clarifies the difference between something that's made to be rented and lent, and to something that the norm is to be rented and lent. And that is, Al Tite, says Ram, don't make the mistake, being Dvarim Hasuyin Lahash Lahasker, regarding things that are made to be, from its inception, is to rent it out and to lend it. Lidvarim Shedarkam Lahash Lahasker, the things that the norm is that you would lend out and rent it. Kamesh Torah Rabban Gedoyim, like he says, like many and great ones have made this error. No. He says, Shekol Dvarim Ruin Lahashel, all things are fit to lend, Vidarkam Lahashel, and the way is to lend it, meaning most things a person has, a person would lend it out. A person's garment, a matzoi, his bedspread, a mitas in his bed, ruin lahashel, yeah, they're fit to be to lend it out. It's not something that's impossible. We have to entertain that variable. Avodvam hasuyin lahashel lahaske, but something that's made to rent out and to lend, that's something very different. Hey, my kelim shabnei oisim adina, those are vessels that the people of that country, oisim itchles asiyasim, they make them from the inception of when they make it. Kedei lahashilim ulaskirim melitil scharim. It was made to lend out or to lease out, to get wages, to get income from that. Varehim lebaleim, and for their owners, kamekarka, like property, sha'ichel pedeseho, that you eat the produce from it, vaguf kaim, but the principle stays intact. So to these vessels, the primary intent of their making was to have benefit from their wages, like the large copper pots that they cook by the large banquets, or like the copper vessels that are plated with gold, by that they rent it out to the bride to adorn herself with this. That the making of these vessels, they were never made, they were never produced to be sold themselves. And it was never made for the owner of it to utilize in their own homes. They were meant to lend out to others, to connect them, to get some type of benefit in regards to that, or to rent them out and to get wages from them. So too, if a person had from his other vessels, it's not these vessels per se, it's some other random vessels, but he has witnesses that he always rents out or lends out these items. And for him, it's been already established that he has these items that he rents it out and he lends them out. So for him, they're like these category of vessels which are made to lend out and to rent, which that is what we explained before. That's where he says, okay, give it back to me, because everyone knows that these are lent down rent. The fact that you have it doesn't prove anything, because again, it's made for that. Halachiyot. Now, klishav seidim rubim mischarer. Now, regarding a vessel where the loss that you get of its utility is greater than the amount of profit you get. Moreover, b'nei od makpidim lov shleishilin. Therefore, people are very particular not to lend it out, because you're going to get more ruin than the rent you're going to get from it. Hadeyu becheskes. So that's actually in the presumed status the other way around. She'in os lahash lahaska. That's not made to be lent down and to be rented. K'kren sakin shoshchita. Like a slaughtering knife, which is very delicate, and you're going to lose more by renting it out than getting from the rental, because it's going to get ruined. Therefore, so even if people come along and they testify, yeah, this guy did lend it out or did rent it out, and even many times, doesn't make a difference. It does not nullify the presumed status that these are generally not lent out. Rather, it has the status as all other types of vessels that is not made to be rent out and to be lent out. And says, Royal Devrenu, a proof of our words, which is going back on the prior halacha regarding the primary understanding of what is asuyim lahash lahaskir. Not necessarily for this halacha when the loss is greater than the wages, but regarding that primary concept, because Shari Rava Haitzi Rava extracted a zug sha'isim by hasarbal regarding a specific scissors which were made to in utilization for a very dignified garment. And Vesef HaGadah, and a book of Agadic teachings. Bidvarm ha'asuyin lahash lahasker. Since there were things that were made to be lent out and rented, he took them away from the person whose possession it is, because we presume it's not his, even though it's in his possession, because we presume it's the original owner's. Now, Bavalulish and Zbar Lebe'edim, had it not been verified to Rava with witnesses, Shehem Bidvarm ha'asuyin lahashker, that they are items that, from this person, that they're meant to be lent out, he would never have removed it from the orphans who inherited this from their father. Now, Hashar Zugat Sushras from now other scissors and other books. Yeah, they're not included in this category. This is what the Ram was differentiating. Even though it's fit to rent it out and to lend it, meaning it could be, people do lend out scissors and books, But it's not made to be done with that. And therefore, that's the difference. And therefore, he only extracted things that are made for that. Okay, then we're going to presume it's the original owners. But if it's things that the norm is to do that, but it's not made for that, then we wouldn't take it away from the assignment. Because could be it is their fathers and not the original owners. But Dov is the Ikar Gadol, but then says the Ram, this is a primary principle in regarding this law. But Dov Shel Tam, and this is an idea of reason, Shero Lismachalav, Beladimboy, that it's appropriate to rely on it and to educate with it. Ubaruhu Lamaitzidas, and says clear to anyone that comes out with intelligence, Vero Ladayan, Losam Isam Legat, and it's appropriate for the judge to put this opposite his eyes, Belayolas, and not to stray from this halacha.